From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A series of explosions today in Iraq killed more than 140 people and wounded hundreds more. The blasts targeted crowded Shiite Muslim religious celebrations in Baghdad and the holy city of Karbala. In a separate attack in Pakistan, more than 40 Shiites were killed in the city of Quetta.
In Iraq, it was the highest one-day death toll since the fall of Saddam Hussein. The U.S. military says the nearly simultaneous attacks in Baghdad and Karbala were a combination of suicide bombings and mortar fire. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad.
For Iraq's Shia, this was supposed to be a historic day of passionate celebration, the first time they could commemorate the festival of Ashura since the Baghdad government banned the Shiite holiday decades ago. This morning, on the climax of the holiday, hundreds of thousands of Shia, including pilgrims from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, all marched triumphantly through the holy city of Karbala. In honor of the Imam Hussein, who was beheaded here more than 1,300 years ago, thousands of men and boys performed ritual self-flagellation by slashing their heads with knives and swords. And then anarchy, when shortly after 10 a.m., a series of at least five explosions ripped through streets and alleyways surrounding the central golden-domed mosque. As ambulances raced to and from the scene, people who had just been weeping with joy now wailed in fear and anguish. Beside one blood-spattered mosque, volunteers picked up fallen Islamic banners and used them to carry away mangled corpses. Iraqi police and Shiite militiamen struggled to control the panicked crowd. Many blamed Sunni Muslim terrorists for the attack, but some distraught onlookers began directing their anger at Western journalists.
You kill a Shia! You kill a Shia! Kill a Muslim! You kill a Muslim! Your government's killing Muslims!
Moments after the Karbala blasts, chaos erupted in Baghdad after a similar series of explosions ripped through the Ashura celebration at the capital's main Shiite mosque. Once again, some in the crowd lashed out at foreigners. Furious Iraqis hurled stones at U.S. military medics who arrived on the scene to help care for the wounded. But there was little assistance for this woman, who wandered the streets in the hours after the explosion, searching for her missing brother. Later in the day, a U.S. general announced three suicide bombers had attacked the Shiite mosque in Baghdad. He said a suicide bomber backed up by hidden explosives and mortars struck in Karbala. The general added that the chief suspect was Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a Jordanian-born militant with alleged al-Qaeda links. Washington says Zarqawi is trying to ignite a civil war between Iraq's Shia and Sunni Muslims. This evening, members of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council put on a show of unity. They announced 3 days of mourning for the victims of today's blasts. They also blamed Zarqawi for the attacks. Councilmember Mawafiq al-Rubai.
The only way Zarqawi can operate is through inciting violence and driving a sectarian war in this country. But I can tell you one thing, that he's going to fail. Iraqi people are very aware of his evil intentions.
Throughout the Ashura festival, security was at an all-time high, with thousands of Shiite militiamen posted around the targeted shrines. Hours after the explosions in Karbala, these security forces succeeded in restoring order. The faithful seemed determined to continue the celebration, despite what one U.S. official called a tragically well-organized act of terrorism. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.